Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Tes. We are up to Sif Gimel, the top line on page 118. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, "Ataltel ner al yedei shenosnin olov lechem b'Shabbos." If one wants to move a candle by placing on it a loaf of bread on Shabbos, usser. That does not help. It is still usher to move the ner. He's trying to make it a basis l'davar ha'usher l'davar ha'mutter by placing bread on it on Shabbos. That does not help because it has to be on from Bein HaShmashos. V'im nosan olav halecha mibod yom, but if you place the bread on it from before Shabbos, so that way it is there on Bein HaShmashos, yesh mi shamatir l'taltalo b'Shabbos ayidei lechem zeh. Then there is a shita that will allow you to move the ner once it is extinguished through the lechem that is on there, because again, then the ner is considered muktza as a basis l'davar ha'aser l'davar ha'mutter, and if the davar ha'mutter is more choshev like lechem, so then it will be permissible to move it. The ein lismoch alov, but the mechaber ends off and says one should not rely on this. So to summarize, the mechaber, if you place a loaf of bread on the ner on Shabbos, it's not going to help you. The ner is already a basis; it can't be moved. But if you place the lechem on before Shabbos, so you made the ner a basis l'davar ha'asur l'davar ha'mutter, and the mutter is more chashiv, so then you would be allowed to move it on Shabbos. Again, of course, after the ner goes out. But the mechaber ends off that one should not rely on the shita. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes: if you place the bread on the ner on Shabbos, it is asur. Hatam, the reason is the hamikom makom kfaris katzoy b'bein hashmashos, because the ner already became muktzah during bein hashmashos. That dayin lo haya bo az lechem, because then the bread was still not on it. Umigu dis katzoy b'bein hashmashos v'chulia. Once it's muktzah during bein hashmashos, it remains muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. Siv katan yud. But if you put the lechem on before Shabbos, haynu im halechem hu choshev etzlo yoser me'ashem. And we're talking about a case, as we just mentioned, that the bread is more chashiv to you than the oil. V'hu adin im maniyal shar dover chashiv. And the same thing would be if it wasn't lechem, but it was something else that was chashiv. To us, amrinan, then we say, kevan dehaner nasa basis le'iser dehu ha-shemen ula heter. Now that it became a basis le'davar ha-aser, which is the shemen, and a basis le'davar ha-mutter, v'ha-heter chashiv tfei, and the mutter thing is more chashiv, ula kach shari. Therefore, it's going to be permissible to move it, kemo shekasav simin shunyud. Umikomakom siim ha-mechaber, but still the mechaber ends off and says, she'ein lismoch hazeh, one should not rely on the shita. Ve'atam, the reason is, dekevan dehamenora ikir asiyasa b'shvila shel heves. Since a ner b'ikir is made to have a flame on it, lochein nasis tamid tofel ubasis leha shel heves. Therefore, we assume the ner is automatically considered secondary and abasis to the flame. Ve'lo lelechem u'shari dvarim acherim af she'im chashuvim yosef. And it's not considered a basis to the bread or the other items that you put there, even though they are more chashiv. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you could put lechem, you could put something else that is not mukta on the ner to make it a basis of davar mutter, davar aser, and there will be a shita that will say that when the ner goes out, you can move it because it doesn't get the shame basis, because the davar heter is more chashiv. But lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah explains the mechaber's end of saying the ein lismochalav, because lemaisa ner is made for shalheves, and therefore there's a tzad to say that no matter what you put on that's chashiv, lemaisa the ner is really beikir there to serve the shalheves, and therefore it will always be a basis ledavar haaser. Says the mechaber Vaiter of Dalit. Im hisnami er Shabbos al ner zeshe yitaltalenu mi sheyichbe. If a person made a tnai on Erev Shabbos on this candle that he's going to move it when it goes out, mutter l'taltalo achar shekova, then he would be allowed to move the ner after it goes out. Says the Rambam, v'yesh omrim delo mahani tnai. There are those who say such a tnai does not help. V'chein lo hagim b'dinos elu, that is our minog, that we don't rely on such a tnai. V'din ha-tnai ayin l'kamon simen tof reish lamadches. In terms of the halachos of the actual tonight, that you should look later on in Tofrei Shlamet Ches, which is Hilchos Sukkah, and we'll discuss that further in the Mishnah Berurah. The minhag is to move the ner through a goy. This is not a problem of Amir la'akum. Since that is the custom, it's as if you made a tonight from the beginning, and therefore it's mutter. So it appears to me. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Yid Aleph on the Shita of the Mechaber that if you made a Tznai on Erev Shabbos on the Ner, that you're going to move the Ner once it goes out, so then you are allowed to move it after it goes out. Says the Mishabura, Mishum de Ner Asur Lihikavos. This is only true because a Ner is going to go out anyway. Mishum Hachi Mahani Be Tznai. Since it's eventually going to go out on its own, therefore a Tznai helps. Aval Bishar Basa Sodavar HaAsur, but when it comes to any other Basa Sodavar HaAsur, Afladeya Rishona, even according to this first Shita of the Mechaber, Lo Mahani Tznai, a Tznai will not help. Lahasnos Kashi Yistalek Hadavar Isser Min HaBasa Sheyemutr L'shtamish. Making a Tznai that when the Davar Asr will go off of the Basis, I'm going to move it, that Tznai is not going to help because it's not going to end up going off on its own. And there, which is eventually going to go out on its own, so there the Mechaber holds you can make a Tznai, but some other Basis of Davar Asr, where the item that's on top is not just going to go away by itself, there a Tznai will not help. V'ayin L'kamon B'simin Tov Kuf Yudches B'Bir Alocha. Sivkaton Yud Beis. After the Rama told us that there are those who say a Tznai does not help, and that is our minhug, he writes, and the dina Tznai ayin lekamon simen tof reish labetches. So says the Mishabura, hainu le'inyan she'aseyu kodem ben hashmashos. All the Rama means over here when he says, look later on for the dina Tznai, he means that the Tznai must be made before ben hashmashos k'mavu resham. Like when you want to make a Tznai on the decorations, you say, Eini bodom ehem kol ben hashmashos, shal yom rishon. You make a Tznai that you're not going to hold back from using them during the first ben hashmashos of Sukkah, so we're just borrowing that idea over here, that the Tznai must be made before ben hashmashos. Aval hocha eino yochol lomer afilu l'deya rishona, but over here, you're not able to make in your Tznai, even according to the first opinion that the Tznai works, you can't say the words that we use over there by the Noi Sukkah, of Eini bodom mehaner kol ben hashmashos, that I'm not going to hold back from using the ner kol ben hashmashos, kimo hasan, like over there, to have ben hashmashos hudole, because during ben hashmashos the candle is lit, v'alkein asr l'taltalo, and therefore it is asr to move it. So by noy sukkah you could say eini bodo ben kol ben hashmashos, because you can actually use the noy sukkah during ben hashmashos. But over here to say I'm not going to hold back from the ner the kol ben hashmashos l'maisa during ben hashmashos, the ner is asr, you can't move it, it's lit. Says the Mishabura Vaitu Midivre Hagra Beuro, from the words of the Gra in the Bir Hagra, the Kosav the Svara Harishona Svir Lo Kegirsas Harif Shom Bebeitza Daf Lamed, where the Gra writes that this first sheet of the Mechaber is going like the Girsa of the Rif in Beya Daf Lamed, Mashmo Luchora de Mahani Gamkein Baomer Eni Bodel. Then the Mashmos over here is that the Tznai would work even if it's used Beloshin Eni Bodel, I won't hold back from using it during Ben Hashmashos, Kiadua Shitas Harif Shom. Like it is known, the Shita of the Rif. Now the Rif understands that sugya different than the Pashtus of other Rishonim. Most Rishonim learn that the Pshat of the Gemara over there is that you're making a Tznai on the Noi Sukkah alone. The Rif understands that the Tznai is not only on the Noi Sukkah, but it's also on the Sukkah itself. And during Ben Hashmashos, there would be an Isser Stira of taking apart the Sukkah to use any part of the Sukkah. And yet, still the Rif says that Tznai works. So according to that, the Tznai would work over here, even though during Ben Hashmashos you can't move it. Because the Nair is lit, it's similar to that case where you can't use the Sukkah either because the Sukkah is built and it would be Stira to use it. But just like the Rif said over there, the Tanai would help. So according to this first Shita, says the Gra, the Tanai would help over here as well. Sivkatan Yud Gimel, L'taltalo Ayidei Einu Yehudi, then the Rama said that we are knowing to move candles through Goyim. Hainu Afilu Im Einu Tzarech Lo L'Tzarech Gufo Mekomo. We're talking about a case where you don't need the Ner L'Tzarech Gufo Mekomo, meaning you don't need the Ner for a purpose that will be using the Ner for a mutter dik thing, or you don't need the place where the Ner is, even so, you're allowed to ask the guy to move your candle. Rak shelo yiganev o shelo yipaseid, even if the reason why you wanted to move it is just so it shouldn't get stolen or it shouldn't get ruined. So the Rama said, since that is the minhag, it's ki'ilu you made a Tznai from the beginning. Says in the Shabura, it's alomer, means to say, diletaltalo ayidei eino Yehudi, that in order to move the candle through the goy, mitzarfinan lazeh hadeya rishona the Tznai mahani, we're factoring in this idea of the first sheet of the Mechaber that a Tznai works. And therefore, so it's ki'ilu hisna l'fi that shita, you have a guy do it, and it's with a t'nai, so then we permit it. V'imhemid ha'shoshes ala shulchan, but if you place some kind of encasement on the table with an air in it, v'daito hoya sheyidla kol hayom kulo, and your plan was that it would burn like this the whole entire day, k'mo yortzai fekadomu, like a yortzai candle or something similar, v'kava, and then it happens to go out, the bazer lo shayach lomer havi ki'ilu hisna, you can't say it's ki'ilu, you made a t'nai, that when it goes out, you're going to use it, you put it there, bedafka, so it shouldn't go out, so it should light the whole day. So, efshir da'asu ha'taltalo af al yedei ena Yehudi, then it's possible it'll be usher to move it even through the goy, because you don't have this added aspect that it's as if you made a t'nai. That's only if we could say that you wanted it, that when it goes out, that you're going to move it, but if you put it there, bedafka, so it shouldn't go out, and you close it up in an ashosha, so we can't say it's ki'ilu hisna, and therefore, possibly, it will be usher to ask a goy to move it. Continues the Mishabura, v'hainu dafka kedei shelo yiganiv. Again, this limitation would only be if you would want the guy to move it so it shouldn't get stolen. But if you want the guy to move it, so that would be permissible through the guy in all cases. And that reason for that, like we saw earlier, is because since Lemaisa, you would have a way to move it yourself through Toto Menatzad, the Tzarat Avra Mutter, so whatever you could do yourself, you could ask the guy to do like we learned earlier, and therefore, certainly if it is the Tzargufo, the Tzarmakomo, you would be allowed to ask the guy to move them there. Says the Mechaber Vaiter said, hey, Ner Shehid Liko B'Shabbos L'chaya U'L'chola, a candle that was lit on Shabbos for a woman who gave birth or for a sick person, V'yolda Hachaya V'Nisrape Achola, the woman who was in childbirth then gave birth, or the chola got healed, mutter letatalo imkava. Then if the candle goes out, you are allowed to move it. V'hu adin lamadik b'Shabbos b'shogig, and so too if someone lit a candle by accident on Shabbos, v'kava, and then it goes out, shemutter letatalo, you're also allowed to move it. Here the Mechaber is giving us examples of where a candle is lit, but it would not be considered a basis, and therefore when it goes out, you would be allowed to move it. The examples he gives is, number one, it was lit for a chaya and a chola, and number two, if it was lit b'shogig. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Tesvav, it is mutter l'taltalo if it goes out. The ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, we hold there's no muktzah for a chatzi Shabbos. The davka im iskatzoi bein hashmoshos, davka if something was muktzah during bein hashmoshos, shu bitchilas knisas haShabbos, which is the beginning of the entering of Shabbos, hu damrina iskatzoi l'kuli Shabbos af la'achar shakava. That's when we say, if since it's muktzah when Shabbos came in during bein hashmoshos, it's muktzah the rest of Shabbos as well, even after it gets extinguished. Aval lo bazeh, but not in this case, shehudlak mi'er Shabbos l'chaya v'chol sheish b'sakana. He understands that when the Mechaber says ner shed liko b'Shabbos, it doesn't mean it was lit on Shabbos, it means it was lit for Shabbos, it was lit before Shabbos. So since it was lit on Erev Shabbos for a woman who was in childbirth, or if a chol that had sakana, sheyamutter b'tchilas haShabbos l'taltalo, since it was lit before Shabbos for the purposes of sakanas nefashos, and therefore avada, you were allowed to move it in the beginning of Shabbos, so the mela, it wasn't muktzah during Ben HaShemashos, therefore it's not considered muktzah for the whole Shabbos, even after the chola gets healed. Ela alzman shehu dolek bovad, only so long that it is lit, then it'll be muktzah once the sakana leaves. So if it's still lit, so then you're not allowed to move it. The kol shekeinim hudlok b'Shabbos gufa, certainly if this candle for the chayor, for the chola, was lit on Shabbos itself, letzara chayor, letzara chola, certainly once it goes out, it'll be mutter to move. The lo haya dolek klal bein hashmashos, it wasn't lit at all during bein hashmashos, but for sure it's not considered muktzah for the whole day. So again, the Mishabura understands that the Mechaber's case is ner shed liku b'Shabbos l'chayu l'chola, was a ner that was lit for Shabbos, but it was lit before Shabbos for a chayu or a chola. So then even though the sakana goes away, the lady in childbirth gave birth, the chola gets healed, and now the candle goes out, so then you are allowed to move it, because since during Ben HaShemashos, it was allowed to be used for these cases of Sakana, so it never was Iskatzoy LeBen HaShemashos, and we hold there's no Muktzah V'Chatzi Shabbos, so it never became a Basis, and therefore, once it goes out, it is Mutter. Kol Shekein, if it wasn't even lit till Shabbos started, so then during Ben HaShemashos, it wasn't even lit, so then once it was lit for the purpose of Sakana, and then it goes out, you certainly would be allowed to move it, because it never got the Shem Basis. Continues the Mishaburis of Katan Tezayin, Letaltalo Imkava, going in the same case where the chola was healed You're allowed to move it if it goes out. Hainudafka letzar gufo makomo. This candle, once it's extinguished, is only allowed to be moved letzar gufo or letzar makomo. To lo adifa mishar klishim alatul l'iser, like we've discussed, a ner is considered be'etzim klishim alatul l'iser, which is only mutter to be moved letzar gufo or letzar makomo. So over here, even though it went out, the point that we're saying is it's not a basis of lever usr, which would be usr to be moved no matter what. Here it's not a basis, but it is still a regular mukta legabe klishim alatul l'iser. So you would be allowed to move it only letzarach gufo or letzarach makomo. Sivkatan yadzayim, who adin, we said, if someone lit a candle bishogig on Shabbos, since it was not usher from the beginning of Shabbos, once it goes out, you are allowed to move it. Hakom mitam hanal, it's all for the reason mentioned. De'ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, there is no mukta for half of a Shabbos. She'yosir af achar shekava, that it should be usher after it gets extinguished. And since there's no mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, it was not when Shabbos came in, it was not declared a busis during Bein HaShemashos, so the Meila, only so long that it's lit, you can't move it, but once it goes out, you would be allowed to move it. Again, Letzar Gufo or Letzar Makomo. So Katan Yurches, the Ramah said, it was lit, the Mechaber said, rather, it was lit b'shogig. So Zakta Mishabura, Nokat b'shogig, it mentioned shogig, the low Ayri b'rishi'aya, because we're not discussing over here Rishon, that are lighting candles on purpose on Shabbos, so we discussed the case where a person lit it by accident. But ube'emes, but really in truth, afilu hadliko b'mezer, even if someone for some reason lit a candle on purpose, gam kein mutu l'tatalo achar shekava, once that candle goes out, it will be the same din as the one that was lit b'shogig, you would be allowed to move it, l'tzar gufo or makomo. It's the same thing. It wasn't muktzah when Shabbos came in. It's not a basis. So long that it's lit, you can't move it. Once it goes out, you can move it. Again, it's a klishim atal iser. It can only be moved with shargufa sharmakomo. But the Mishabur is telling us that although the Mechaber uses a case where it was lit b'shogeg, that's because we're not dealing with b'shoyim. But it's the same din if it was lit b'shogeg or b'mezid. So long that it's lit, it can't be moved for anything. And once it gets extinguished, so then you are allowed to move it l'tzargufa sharmakomo like any other klishim atal iser. It is not considered a basis. We will stop here and continue at Mitzvah Shem in the next shir with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shir on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.